Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Frontiers in Social Innovation, edited by Neil Malhotra, is a multidisciplinary handbook on how to create, deploy, and sustain innovative responses to large-scale social problems. Positioned at the intersection of social entrepreneurship, public policy, nonprofit management, and responsible business, the book aims to be practical without losing analytical rigor. It speaks to a moment when challenges like climate change, inequality, food security, and healthcare strain existing institutions, and when more leaders seek to pair entrepreneurial methods with public purpose. Drawing on contributors from academia and practice, the volume highlights approaches that help innovators move from good intentions to durable impact. Recurring tools include building a clear theory of change, incorporating user-centered design, and measuring outcomes with credible evidence. Rather than offering a single formula, the book frames social innovation as a craft that depends on context, stakeholder coordination, and disciplined learning over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining social innovation for systemic problems. A central starting point is clarifying what social innovation is and why it has become more salient. The book frames social innovation as the development and application of novel solutions to social challenges, with an emphasis on systemic problems where causes are interconnected and simple fixes can backfire. This orientation matters because it shifts attention from isolated projects to interventions that interact with markets, public systems, and community norms. The discussion aligns social innovation with social entrepreneurship and also with innovation inside established organizations, such as governments, nonprofits, and companies pursuing stakeholder-oriented strategies. By treating social innovation as inherently cross-sector, the book encourages readers to think beyond organizational boundaries and to identify where collaboration or coordinated action is necessary. Another key implication is realism about constraints social innovators operate amid politics, limited budgets, and competing values. The book positions innovation not as disruption for its own sake, but as purposeful experimentation aimed at measurable improvements in human and environmental outcomes. For readers, this framing helps distinguish mission-driven innovation from generic business innovation and sets expectations for the complexity and time horizons involved. Secondly, theory of change and disciplined program design. The volume emphasizes that impactful initiatives typically begin with explicit assumptions about how change will occur. Developing a theory of change is presented as a practical discipline that links a chosen problem to inputs, activities, outputs, and desired outcomes, while making causal logic testable. This is important in social innovation because many interventions fail not due to lack of effort, but due to unclear problem definitions, mismatched solutions, or unrealistic pathways to scale. A strong theory of change also helps innovators decide what to measure, what risks to monitor, and what trade-offs are acceptable, by requiring teams to articulate who benefits, and initially under what conditions, and through which mechanisms. The approach supports better stakeholder alignment and sharper decisions about partnerships and resource allocation. The book also connects theory of change to iterative learning. As evidence accumulates, assumptions should be revised and designs improved. This encourages a mindset that treats early versions of programs as prototypes rather than final answers. For practitioners, the payoff is increased coherence across strategy, operations, and evaluation, which ultimately improves the odds that creative ideas translate into durable results. Thirdly, impact measurement and the role of evidence. A recurring theme is that social innovation must be accountable to outcomes, not only intentions. The book highlights data-driven impact measurement and discusses rigorous evaluation methods, including randomized controlled trials, as a high standard for learning what works. The emphasis is not that every program must use the same method, but that credible evidence should guide decisions about expansion, replication, or redesign. In complex social contexts, intuitive stories can be misleading, and activities can look successful while producing limited real-world change. Measurement helps detect these gaps and reduces the risk of scaling ineffective interventions. The book also implies practical considerations. Evaluation should be built into program design, metrics should reflect the theory of change, and results should be used for improvement rather than only for marketing or fundraising. This orientation supports a culture of learning where innovators are willing to confront weak results and adjust course for students and practitioners. The discussion strengthens analytical literacy around impact claims and encourages a disciplined approach to comparing interventions, understanding context, and allocating scarce resources toward approaches with demonstrable benefits. Fourthly, design thinking and user-centered implementation to complement analytical planning and measurement. The book points to design thinking as a way to keep solutions grounded in the lived experience of the people they are meant to serve. User-centered approaches matter in social innovation because systemic problems often involve communities that have been underserved or overlooked. and top-down solutions can miss constraints that determine adoption and effectiveness. And by incorporating user input early and repeatedly, innovators can uncover hidden needs, refine service delivery, and reduce friction that prevents programs from working in practice. The book treats design as more than aesthetics or messaging. It is a structured way to explore the problem space, generate options, prototype, and iterate. This approach also helps avoid unintended consequences by revealing how interventions interact with daily routines, social norms, and institutional rules. Importantly, user-centered design complements evidence-based evaluation design thinking can improve the intervention itself. While measurement tests whether the improved version produces meaningful outcomes for practitioners, this combination supports solutions that are not only innovative on paper, but also feasible, respectful, and more likely to be sustained by the communities and organizations involved. Lastly, sustaining and scaling through systems and stakeholder alignment, the handbook highlights that creating a promising solution is only the beginning. Sustaining impact requires navigating systems, incentives, and stakeholders over time. Systemic problems persist partly because they are reinforced by existing structures. So social innovators must understand how policies, funding flows, market dynamics, and institutional practices shape what is possible. A systems perspective encourages readers to map interdependencies and anticipate how change in one area can shift pressures elsewhere. The book also reflects the growing relevance of stakeholder-oriented approaches in business and cross-sector collaboration, emphasizing that lasting solutions often require coordinated participation from government, nonprofits, communities, and private actors. Sustainability involves operational capacity, leadership, governance, and the ability to learn and adapt as conditions change. Scaling is framed as more than growth in size. It can include replication, partnerships, or influencing policy and norms so that effective practices spread. The contribution of this topic is a realistic view of implementation. Social innovation succeeds when it aligns incentives, builds legitimacy, and embeds learning loops that help organizations endure beyond a founding moment or a single funding cycle. In conclusion, Frontiers in Social Innovation is best suited to readers who want a structured way to pursue social change without reducing complexity to slogans. Social entrepreneurs and nonprofit leaders will find value in its emphasis on designing interventions with a clear theory of change, then testing and improving them with credible evidence. Students in business, public policy, and social sector management can use it as a bridge between classroom frameworks and the realities of implementation, where trade-offs, stakeholder tensions, and uncertain causal pathways are the norm. Leaders inside government and companies who are tasked with impact initiatives can also benefit, particularly from the cross-sector orientation and the focus on aligning incentives for sustainability. The practical benefits are straightforward, clearer problem definitions, stronger program logic, better measurement habits, and a more user-centered way of building services that people can actually adopt. Intellectually, the book reinforces that systemic challenges require both creativity and discipline, and that progress depends on learning rather than certainty. What helps the book stand out in the social entrepreneurship category is its handbook posture and its integration of design, evaluation, and sustainability concerns. Instead of treating inspiration as sufficient, it continually directs attention to execution, evidence, and long-term endurance, which is often where well-meaning social ventures struggle. If you would like to support Neil Malhotra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.